I'm WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel. Milwaukee's health department announced last Thursday that it will close Trowbridge Street School due to concerns about lead contamination at the campus. The school's 230 students are being temporarily relocated to the Wisconsin Conservatory of Lifelong Learning. The letter sent to families last week does not say how long Trowbridge will be closed. Trowbridge is the fourth MPS school to be tested for elevated lead levels in paint, but it's the first campus that's actually been closed by the health department. At least four students across the district have been diagnosed with lead poisoning or suspected lead poisoning. The other schools where the department has found extremely elevated lead dust levels are Golda Meir Lower Campus, Albert Kegel Dual Language School, and Maryland Avenue Montessori. No amount of exposure to lead is safe, especially for children who absorb lead faster by swallowing or breathing in lead dust. Lead poisoning can lead to damage to the brain and nervous systems, which can result in developmental delays. At a news conference in February, Milwaukee Health Department Deputy Commissioner Tyler Weber said that the impacted schools are being thoroughly cleaned by MPS and the paint needs to be sealed to diminish risk.
Maintenance is critical for all lead poisoning cases. This is why we have to educate our families. This is why we have to educate landlords. You can control the surfaces, but you need to keep a clean house.
Lead-based paint is the leading cause of lead poisoning among children, and it was commonly used in buildings before 1978. When the paint chips, it can send lead dust into the air that settles in classroom floors or on windowsills. A review by the school district found that 85% of MPS schools were built before 1970. Extreme concern from parents has prompted questions to MPS and the health department about why all schools aren't being tested for lead risks. Interim Superintendent Eduardo Galvan acknowledged in a joint statement with the health department that the news would be concerning to parents. He said the district is, quote, committed to taking every necessary step to ensure student and staff safety. Weber said the health department has to prioritize the worst hazards first.
We do have a process at this time of triage of what are the worst cases coming in and how do we get to those as quickly as we can. We can't ignore the children that are being lead poisoned, and because of that, the burden takes us from being able to be more proactive than we would collectively like to as a city.
The health department will continue testing schools. Letters to parents and the school lead risk reports are available on the health department's website for public viewing. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.